think he may even be on this morning.
Guys. 30 minutes now. I've already left the house.
Saturday, right?
It is.
For what?
I'm going down to help the club with the trail life event for the boys down that way.
You doing something out there helping somebody?
Helping other people. And it's always been that way.
For governor, that way you can straighten out your state.
Just don't think that'd go too well.
How's your knee doing?
Surgery June the 12th, as of right now.
Complete knee or what?
They're planning on doing a partial knee, but there's a chance that it might be a full knee. We won't know until they cut it open.
Just be prepared with a whole knee there if you need to, I guess. Well, I know people are getting through that really quick.
Depends on who you talk to. Some of them think it's the greatest thing I've ever done, and others wish they'd have never done it. And I don't know the rhyme or reason to why.
Might be who decides to do the therapy and who doesn't.
Sounds like that might be it, but I don't know for sure.
Well, the ones that I've known that had knee surgery, everything went good. They were like my next door neighbor had one done. And he was back home the next day walking. He was limping, you know, and walking carefully. But after about a week or so, he said, "I think I'm gonna get the other one done. This is working good."
For HG, yeah, I've talked to several people that way, and then I've talked to people that wish that I never had it done. It's the worst thing ever. And like you say, I think it's more to do with pain tolerance and not doing the PT like you're supposed to.
The only one I knew that had trouble with one was a fat person. I mean, really fat person. And wouldn't do anything. Just complained the whole time. Wouldn't do therapy. Wouldn't do anything. And just complained the whole time about it. That's the only one. Everybody else did what they were supposed to, and they were fine with it.
We'll see how it goes, because everybody's pain tolerance is different, and everybody's ability to follow instructions is different. So we'll see how it goes is all I can do.
Fine with it. I think you'll be the one that says, "I think I'll have the other one done one day."
Looking at it, this is my thought process on it. I can be in a good bit of pain for a couple of weeks and have, you know, 20, 30 years of no pain, or I can continue on with what I got now and live a miserable life.
The right thing. Yeah, just get it done. It'll be over with. And, hey, you get a little bit of a vacation, won't you, out of it?
About 12 weeks, 8 to 12 weeks, what they're saying. Crazy. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been trying to find some computer classes or training classes I can do online. Something to keep my mind occupied and focused on.
Oh, I know Rick had his done. He was, let's see, I guess 5 years ago, so he was in his late 60s, and he had his done. He was playing golf in 2 weeks.
Everybody's different, and that's 8 to 12 weeks before you can go back to work. Not that you won't be up moving around.
He's retired, but I know he was, it was no longer than 2 weeks, maybe just inside of 2 weeks. He went to the golf course, was playing golf, and I asked him about it. I said, "How's your knee doing?" He said, "It's fine." He says, a little sore here and there, but he said, "I'm glad I had it done. I'm going to have the other one done one day."
everybody's different. And right now, my left knee is doing fine, so hopefully it continues on that way.
One that probably gets back in action in a week or so.
But they won't let me drive either way because I'm on medication. So until I'm done with it, can't drive.
They give you where you can't drive.
To an opioid. I don't know which one. So, I can't drive commercially. I can drive my personal stuff, but I can't drive commercially.
Yeah, well, you might be able to stay away from that thing, that opioid thing. You may not need all that.
I'm just playing everything by ear. I've never had any surgeries, broken bones, or stitches, so I don't know how I'm going to react to anything like that.
Surgery done on one of my hands, and of course they said you're not going to be able to use it for a month and a half, and you know they stitched it up and all that, and I got home and I went down to the shop. I was just using my other hand, and naturally I grabbed with this one, and before the day was over I was using both of them, and you know I couldn't do too much because it hurt. You know, when I squeeze too tight or whatever. But I was using it, and it's supposed to go back in a week, and they were, you know, 8 days, whatever it was, have the stitches removed. And when they went to take them out, I'd busted most of them out, and they said, well, your stitches, what happened to your stitches? I said, oh, no, look like they just broke. And they asked me what I'd been doing. I said, nothing. And so, anyway, I said, never seen them broke like that. But I just kept using it, and it was, it got better and better. And after, I don't know, 2 weeks, it was done.
Like you say, that physical therapy and just getting back up on it, that's the best thing you can do.
I know you well enough, you're not going to lay around. So, yeah, you'll probably, other than physical therapy, you'll be doing physical therapy on your own.
If nothing else, I'll be going up down them steps so I can get out of the house. I can't stay in the house that long.
Moving around, you'll be the one that says everything went good because you'll use it. Because I did. I couldn't. I had to use mine. I'd go nuts just laying around not using my hand, you know. And I wouldn't want to have them both done at the same time. That would have been tough for probably a week, but you know I could use my other one, and I just kept using this one, and I could tell I was breaking the stitches, but it wasn't bleeding or anything.
I think it's getting that incision healed up, because that's on your knee is a pretty big incision, and you got a lot of weight bearing on your knee, so I mean it's gonna take a minute.
You're pretty well, you know, the surface of it's pretty well covered, you know. Batch of fires up that way, that's all done and over with, isn't it, by now?
They're done and over with. McDowell County's still got one going, I believe, but this rain here probably got it all under control. I hadn't heard, I hadn't been paying it a whole heaping amount of attention.
So McDowell's still got something, I guess, smoldering or what?
Well, last time I looked, which was early part of last week, they still had a fire up there they were dealing with.
The rain, too.
Early part of last week's when I was here looking into it, and we've had quite a bit of rain, so it's probably under control, I would assume, anyway.
But from the storm, how's it going up that way? I know I saw where the president visited up there.
Everybody's still in cleanup mode. If you go down one, or for you, if you go up 178 coming into Transylvania County that way, the road's open, but it looks like a bomb went off down through there for sure.
Help?
Bunch of huge trucks up here picking up debris and that kind of stuff, cutting trees, and all that. There's a fleet of probably, I don't even know. I know last night when I went to town, there was like 15 of them parked at the old Bilo up there. So that's just the ones in Transylvania County, and the ones that were parked there, they're everywhere up here.
Federal level or what?
I don't know. I'm not privy to that information.
I didn't know. Well, have they had any congressmen or senators showing up there yet?
Seen any, and I haven't heard any. I don't watch the local news up here. I don't have regular TV, and I can't get any of the over-the-air stuff. So as far as the local news, I can't get it. But I don't think there's been any of them in the area where I'm at anyway. At least there hadn't been no traffic interruptions like there normally is.
You probably won't see any up there. They're probably too tied up going to El Salvador.
Rage kicks. Yeah, they probably got more important things to do, that's for sure.
Truth. Anyway. Well, you know, I still hadn't got to use my generator yet.
These storms coming through.
I flickered or something. You know, they're still happening, too. One came through during the night. That's why I'm up earlier. One of them woke me up. Thundering and stuff, and yeah, I couldn't go back to sleep. I sat there thinking, well, maybe power's gonna go off and generator kick on, so. But then it stopped, and here we are.
Coming down Caesar's Head now. A lot of traffic coming up.
Jones.
The nice thing now is it's dark, so you can see headlights coming.
Yeah, but oh, I got some. I've been working on something past week. Probably interest you. Grandson bought a Beamer, and it's a 24. Anyway, he got this Beamer, and he comes over to shop. Well, first thing he comes over, boxes start showing up over here, and I'm like, what in the world is this? I hadn't ordered this stuff. He's ordered turbos and exhaust, everything, you know, and it's coming over here, and I'm like, what in the world is going on? So, anyway, then he came over one day, brought his car, and I knew what was going on then, but that's what we've been doing.
Haven't heard you on the radio in quite a while.
I hadn't been getting down here in time to get on the radio, but I have been down here a lot, but most of the time I really don't even turn it on because we're down here dealing with that. But anyway, I got an exhaust system sitting here that we took out of it, and turbos and junk and stuff. He got bigger turbos is what it is, and they're going to take it to the dyno and have it tuned, you know. But we got all that done. That was fun. I like these old cars. There's a lot more room to work.
Yeah, you could get in there and sit with it next to the engine and work on it instead of having to lay over top of it.
Well, most of it was from the bottom, but we did have to do a lot of top. Had to take a lot of stuff off the top, you know, to get to the turbos and everything. And then the bottom, and it still, it didn't, you know, and he got all this stuff. I know he's had like $6,000 worth of stuff in these boxes. These kids are crazy these days. You know, buys a car that's almost new, and the first thing you do is rip out the bottom of it.
Well, how old is he?
He'll be 21 December. And he's a good kid. He's a smart kid. He's never done anything. He can tell you everything about the stuff, you know, but he can't do anything. He's never done it, so he was learning. He got hands on. I don't think he really liked it. The getting dirty part, you know, but he can tell you all about the horsepower, the torque, everything about the engine, this and that, but he doesn't know how to do anything.
Yeah, this younger generation, they'll come talk to me a lot of times about these diesel trucks, this, that, and other, and they're talking these abbreviated codes and different parts, this, that, and other, and I'm looking at them like, You know, I know how to make it run and make it work and be reliable. I'm not worried about all this tuning stuff and I'm not up on all this craziness that they're getting into.
He was telling me all about that kind of stuff. We got it up on the lift, and anyway, we set it up, and I said, pull it up right here. I said, that's good right there. And he would tell me all this stuff, and I said, well, get down there and set those posts under the car where they go. And he didn't know what to do, so I set one and showed him. I said, now you go set the other three, and I'll come check you on in those spots right there. I said, look, dude, you're going to have to get dirty. If we're going to do this, you're going to get dirty. So get down on your hands and knees and let's get those posts set. So that's how it started out. And we finally got it up, and I looked at it, and I said, oh, boy, we got a lot of bolts here got to come loose. He'd tell me about how the cats worked and all this stuff. I said, well, that's good. That's good. Now grab that 15-millimeter socket and start taking all these bolts out of here off.
When you get them to stop talking about all that stuff and start realizing, hey, this is not how things work.
Getting him dirty. They don't like to get dirty, but once he did, it was okay. Once he started getting dirty, it was all right.
I know what you mean. You mean I got to get my hands dirty?
Well, his clothes, too, getting on his knees and stuff. I mean, you don't come over here in your golf clothes and think you're going to work on a car, right?
Gene, I've had something like that when they come in to work at the dealerships when we was training them that have that mentality. I'm like, you might as well get over that. Get you down there while you're in the oil dry, and then you'll be all right.
It was funny. I mean, he finally got the hang of it. He actually learned a lot. He really did. I think he didn't realize what was involved in turning bolts and things and busting knuckles. especially when you're new, you're pulling on something with an extension, and it's going to slip, right?
You're going to slip because you don't know to hold it up on there, and they're learning. And the one that always got me was they'd run over there so they could grab the air tools out of my toolbox. And, I had an air ratchet that would, that thing would eat you up if you wasn't paying attention. And so I tell every one of them, I'm like, you're going to have to man up and hang on to that thing, because when it torques up, it'll bind you in there and get something. And every time I'd have to go over there and pull the air hose off of it and then pull the ratchet so they could get their hands out.
That I remember that stuff, too, with the especially the 3/8 ratchet. The quarter inch wasn't bad.
Yeah, but that Snap-on had a 3/8 air ratchet that would just absolutely sneak up on you.
A drill that's like that, it's a battery-operated drill. And if you lock that thing, put it in locked position, you better be ready for a ride.
When I was doing plumbing, we had to use a drill. Milwaukee Whole Hog is what it was called. It was a half-inch drill. But we were drilling the toilet flanges and with a 4-inch Forstner bit. And you had to just get down on your hands and knees and pin that thing between your knees. And when it hit something, that thing would absolutely... it threw me through a wall one day.
Been there. And you don't realize it. I couldn't hold that thing.
So, yeah. But it was always interesting the first couple of times that they'd done something like that. You had to be real close to catch them because you knew it was coming.
It was fun working, watching him learning and all. But, yeah, he slipped some things. He never really got his knuckles. He was lucky. And the good thing about this was it's totally clean. I mean, there's nothing under this car. You really don't get really dirty, other than just handling stuff. But you don't get grease or anything on you because the car is so new. But he had his He had his YouTube video he kept referring to on his phone. I said, dude, look here. It's right in front of you. What do you need that for?
They think it's all peaches there because them YouTube guys, they clean up all their mistakes and they don't see any of that when they bust their knuckles and get dirty and this, that, and the other. So they don't see that. So they think that's the way it goes.
About that, and we were, you know, I said, what do you need that for? I mean, we're looking right at it. You can see the bolts that need to come out. Well, there's an order. This is supposed to be done. I said, yeah, take those bolts out. Let's get going. I said, just put that phone up. Well, I said, we'll get this. And he finally caught on, you know, and he went to refer back to it. We're putting it back together about these plugs. He said, a lot of plugs. Well, I marked them all with a Sharpie, what hooked together and all. We took them apart. And he said, well, you got to figure out where. I said, no, I done got all these things marked. We took them apart so we could snap them back together.
Most of the time they won't go but one place, but every now and then you run across one that'll interchange.
These were the same, but I had before on a couple of them on the bottom that I wouldn't. I said I don't know exactly. I know that goes to an O2 sensor, but I went ahead and snapped a picture of them with my phone just in case. And he was looking online, couldn't find it. And I had it on my phone where I took a picture.
Invention of the phone, camera phone has definitely helped out a lot there. I didn't have that option when I was turning wrenches.
The stuff wasn't like that. Old days, Patrick.
Well, I was turning wrenches back then too, but not professionally. But working at the dealership, yeah, the invention of the camera phone or smartphone to help with that stuff has been nice.
Borescopes. Those little things are handy for stuff.
They got ones that'll turn and all this other stuff. So.
Mine's probably about 5 years old, but I use it for all kind of stuff. You know, back in behind the motor looking at things and stuff, you know, that you just can't get in there and see.
One about 2 inches of the end of it, it'll articulate. You can move it around and bring it back up, look up 90 degrees or 180 degrees on it. So that's pretty wild, my thing.
That it'll go like I can look in the spark plug hole and look at the valves and things. And I have gone up in after draining oil up in the oil pan and looked around, you know. But like I say, mine's like 5 years old. They probably got them a lot better now.
And I'm talking about you just roll a dial and it moves the end around for you. So you ain't got to try to bend the cable around to see yourself. You just put it straight in and then roll the dial and it spins around 180 degrees.
What's that one at?
Look it up again. We don't offer it, not with the Matco branded on it. But there's a company here in Greenville that makes it.
Keep the other ones.
I think it's either an 8mm or a 5mm lead, which is a 5mm or 5.5 is the same as the small ones.
The head part of it.
A cable?
Oh, you know, after the cable, it's got the eyeball on the end, and so much of the eyeball. I think like mine is like, it's got about an inch of eyeball that's not flexible, you know?
Well, the end of the eyeball is flexible all the way. That's what I'm saying. The last 2 to 3 inches of it is what will bend 180 degrees. That's what rolls around.
Away then, because, yeah, mine's flexible all but the last inch. And that's where the eyeball is, that's the part you kind of got to wiggle your cable and try to twist and turn to get it where you want it to look.
This was pretty neat. I'll have to look the information up again for you.
Well, yeah, now when it comes to those things, I like to get in and look inside my motor stuff, you know, just for the heck of it. In 4AZE. Well, we got that done. We finished it yesterday, and he took it out of here and drove it. You know, not, he came back after Ted, and he said, man, he said, no lights came on. I said, we're not supposed to. They said that the check engine light will probably come on. It never did.
So how hard he runs it. It runs it lean because he ain't changed the fuel curve on it yet.
I don't think he's really gets into the fast stuff. I think he just likes to have it.
It'll lean out on the top end if he gets up there and does anything like that. And that's when it'll burn things up, so he needs to be careful with it.
Any of that, because he drove it, I know he drove it to work and all that, and he's been all over the place in it. And I asked him how it's doing, and he said everything looks great. No lights or anything, and it, no rattles. So it, you know, all this stuff is supposed to be plug and play, too. I had to weld some stuff on it and cut a couple of pieces for exhaust, you know, to make the curve. They don't fit exactly like they say they are.
Same way on the diesel exhaust you put on there. They never fit just right. You always have to do something with them.
Now this one had two little pieces we had to cut out of some other pieces. It had a slight little curve. Had to cut it in the right spot to get the right thing up. So, but that all worked out good. So he's happy with it. Now I'm done with it. Now my life can get back to normal.
You'll do it again if he asks.
He did say, you know, when he's leaving, getting ready to go to work, I said, all right, well, I'll see you later, man, and then we'll see you next time. He said, we probably won't be ever doing this again.
That was too much for him, huh?
You know, I know there's some kind of satisfaction he got out of it, you know, because he did a good bit. I let him tighten all the bolts, and I watched him do that, and I made him do a lot of stuff. And that I don't know if that turned him off or not, but I know when he left, it sounded like he didn't want to do it again.
That he don't want to do it again. The whole point is to encourage him to do more of it and learn.
Who knows? I don't know. It may trigger something in him, but he's one of the preppy ones. That's what I call him. He's a golf dude. He's a what do you call him? He's the assistant pro at Furman down there. So he doesn't get dirty. You know what I mean?
I can imagine the type you're talking about.
He's a great kid. He's smart. You know, he's not going to be like his papa. He's not going to be a grease guy, you know, paint guy, whatever you want to call us. But, yeah, he hangs out with a different breed of people. You know, he's meeting all the older golf pros and stuff that come in and out of there, you know, and he's made friends with a lot of them. Some of them in their 60s. They've invited him to hang with and stuff, so he's growing up quick.
For HKX. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot to be said and learned there also.
I'm just glad that the direction he's gone, you know, because there's so many ways kids can go these days, you know. But he's hanging out with all a different breed of people than I guess what I was exposed to, street people.
Sorry about that. I had to pay attention to a DA out here on Highway 11.
What's that?
Abbreviation for a minute.
What in front of you?
I mean, but he had to go faster than I am. I don't get it, because there's a lot can run out in front of you here on Highway 11.
We go to the beach, we run across that, and we get stuck behind somebody. You know, we go a lot of the back roads to the beach, and it's two lanes, you know, 55 miles an hour, and we'll get behind somebody that's going to go 45. And I, you know, Vicky will say, well, you going to go around him? I said, yeah, when I find a real clear spot. I said, this, it's a QRP driver.
The thing is I'm doing, the speed limit's 55. I'm doing between 55 and 60. He comes flying by me, and now he ain't done nothing but get in front of me. I can see his taillights still. He ain't 100 yards in front of me. But I had to drive like an idiot.
Same.
And he's pulling his bass boat.
We get over. It's funny, you know. We get stuck behind, we'll call them idiots. And then the ones that'll pass us, they're maniacs.
And now he stops here at the intersection of 178 and Highway 11 and gets out and does something.
So he can pull over.
Over, he just stopped in the middle of the road. Yeah, stopped there, pulled up like he was going to stop at that four-way there and then just gets out.
He was getting out.
To the four-way? I don't know what he's... I don't know what people think anymore, if they even do.
Where are you going with your bass boat this early in the morning?
Some fishing tournament he thinks he's going to go win.
Didn't something happen at some fishing tournament? Boats hit each other or something?
I don't know. Hadn't heard anything. Like I said, I don't watch the local news, so...
I may have heard it in the truck on the radio. Something about, I don't know where it was. It must have been within 100 miles or so, but I think somebody got killed. And I want to think it was a tournament.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Into one, but don't they? I know they got these 400 horsepower motors on these little low riding bass boats. Don't they pull a trigger or something and they all haul butt to their spots or something?
Yeah, it's a boat drag race to get to their spot, so because first one gets there is the one that gets the spot.
Yeah, going on, they may have been hauling butt to their spot and a couple of them hit or something. I don't know, but so I know somebody got killed. Boats that hit or what they were that hit. It almost sounded like one of them might have had a cabin on it.
I wouldn't want to be on a lake with these idiots out there on these boats taking off like that, because they ain't. It's just like dealing with lunatic drivers out here on the road. Except on the water, you less have to be able to do anything about it.
They race to the spot, because it seems like I saw on TV a long time ago when they started the tournament, all the boats were just screaming up the lake. I think that was horrible.
Now, like I said, I have no clue.
Racing this in the past few weeks, couple of weeks that I'd heard. I was in the truck and they were talking about it. What about that? Matt, you talked to Dave or any of the guys lately?
Yesterday. Dave and Ken and Andrew. Eric earlier this week. Leon earlier this week. Jody. Talked to all of them lately.
Enough in time to get down here to catch anybody. The time I get down here, even when I call it kind of early, it's 7 o'clock or 6:30 at the soonest, and I have turned it on, nobody's there. But I just wonder if Dave had a chance to use the generator. Has he lost his power, as he said?
Saying he may be out there listening now, that's why I was leaving that pause there, see if he is out there.
I hope I get to use mine for you.
Using my GPS here for a minute.
And 4A's Eddie.
Down this way in a few years, so kind of paying attention in the dark.
You got to do. I'm just sitting here in my recliner, just riding around.
Heading over here towards Central off of Highway 11, so I had to find that little East to cut through. It's it'll sneak up on you out there.
I forgot you told me where you were going to. They're starting awful early, aren't they?
Getting there early so I can talk everybody else in on the radio if they need directions or anything like that. So I'm getting there a little before everybody else, hopefully.
You're going to have a lot, you think?
I have no clue. I really zero what I'm walking into.
Much. Because of this weather we're having.
You know, I asked that question and I was told they were still going to have the event, so we shall see.
How's it going to be using?
Two is talking and 147.610 is the frequency there when we're, what we're using on the ground.
Two, which one is that? Simplex.
5-2 is the calling frequency. 146.520.
Okay.
You're getting old, so we'll forgive you that one.
It's been old. Most of the time, I'm not even getting down here right now.
Patrick, I've been listening for a little while. I'm just pulling into my son's. I just wanted to say good morning to both of you. I've been drinking my tea, so, and when it comes to working on vehicles, I can do maintenance, but that's all I can contribute. So I just was listening, but good morning to both of you.
Hear you out there this morning, and I hope you and, I guess it's Seth, have a good day or whatever you're doing.
Seth and Ethan, and we're going to Ethan's house. We're roofing it. Connor should be there. He might be there now. He wanted to meet at 6, which I don't know why, because it's still dark. It's starting to get light. Anyway, I'm about to pull up, so you guys have a good day. And hopefully the sky will clear and we won't get any more rain today. At 4, is that okay?
Careful up there on the roof. Don't let them young boys show you up now.
That's right. You hook a rope to you and tie yourself off so you can't make ground. Yeah, be careful. Yeah, hope you don't get any rain in 4A's Eddie.
Yeah, I still feel like I can show them up, but I'm sure it's probably changed by now. See y'all. Have a good day. N4ZLK.
Show them up. Just make sure you wear a rope when you do it. We're still having stuff done over here, Patrick.
But now, you done practically had the house rebuilt.
Oh, I know it. Now Vicky's decided she doesn't like the tile in the kitchen. She wants to change that. So, anyway, they're redoing the whole kitchen now. I think we're going to do hardwoods in the kitchen, get all this, it's got, what do you call, ceramic tile, I guess, you know, and they're coming in today, going to rip all that out. So it's going to be a mess in the kitchen. I think then we're done. I think once they get done with that, I think we've done everything.
Bathrooms to start on.
Yeah, we got the master bath. We don't even use it really. It's in the bedroom. You know, there's a door, and then you got a big old. We got a jacuzzi tub and all that in there. And I think she wants to get rid of that because we don't use it anymore, and redo that bath. So yeah, you're right. That is another section that probably had to be done. I hope that won't be anytime soon.
Got the radio on up there listening, so she don't get any ideas, right?
I'm dead.
Set, found the charger.
Actually, be honest, I hadn't looked. I think it might be in my truck. And it's got two console things. I think it's in the bottom down there that I haven't dug in there to yet. I keep forgetting. Can't use it because it's dead.
You haven't got got Miss Vicky her radio back yet.
Well, it's in the cabinet, you know, in the kitchen. It's where we always kept it, you know. And, yeah, it won't even come on now.
I'm going to try to get that fixed soon, or the battery might not be any good. It won't charge.
Man, it wasn't but $50. I probably ought to just get another one, a better one, that has more power, too. What's out there that does better than that?
Just depends on how much money you want to spend, I guess.
They got them in all different powers and stuff.
Different options on them. I mean, nowadays you can buy the two most expensive ones that I know of are the Kenwood and the Icom, and they're going to be. I had looked lately with the way prices are going up, but I would say in the $600 to $800 range, maybe even close to $1,000 now on the Kenwood because it's fairly new, so ain't no telling.
They have bigger batteries and stuff.
They offer more features that eat up the battery faster. GPS, tri-band, you know, you get, and then you get a KISS TNC, you get the band scope, you get D-Star, you get all kinds of other options, and just, you know, Bluetooth, where you can Bluetooth it to your phone, and you can program it that way, and so, I mean, it's a whole plethora of things that are coming out now.
That crap. I'd want something just meat and potatoes. You know, it's got a bigger battery and puts out more power and very few buttons.
To get something there. If you bought you a little Bofang, you'd probably get it for $100 to $200. Yeah, if you bought one of their upper ones, you can buy the cheap Bofang, the UVR5 or V8. And you can get them for $20, $30, but they're a disposable radio, and you get what you pay for.
Bofang, is that its own brand, like Icom or something?
Yeah, it's one of the cheap Chinese ones, the Chinesium.
The one I've got, I don't remember what that thing is that I've got, that little handheld. But it wasn't. It wound up being like $50 time I got it because it was on sale or something. I basically used it to fill in shipping on something else I'd ordered, and is how I wound up with that.
Something different. We can get you something better without having to spend a bunch of money on it.
Or have trouble hearing me on that thing anyway.
Gonna be your location more than anything on HD. Even if you went to a 10-watt HD, it might pick up a little bit, but you have to stand perfectly still, and conditions got to be just right.
When I got in Traveler's Rest, it wouldn't work.
HD, you're only going to get so much out of it, especially inside a vehicle.
It seemed like it worked okay here in the house. Just it didn't want to work too good.
KO4 HGAT. And like I said, with HD, it's just hit or miss. Just got to find that spot. It's about like when you hunting that spot, your cell phone would work back when, you know, that was still getting better.
You're looking at the sky while you turn around.
What I equate it to.
I'm that with HT. Maybe I'll just see if I can get a charger for this one. That'd be all right. You know, I could give you 1,000 reasons, but I just hadn't looked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Hey, Fred. Hey, why are you in there, Fred? Holler at Jonathan.
Hey, thank you. I think the dude is it. Get the voices right here. KD4MTI, W4FCM. Hey, thank you. I'll listen. He'll be up shortly. This rainy morning, he's worked so hard doing sod Palace of Sod. I'm sure he's exhausted, so let him sleep. Thank you, guys. W4FCM listening.
Hey, boy, this is the perfect time to do that sod. This is when we did ours. It was rainy, and, man, that sod loves it when you do it during this weather.
Fine, he doesn't get called back to replant place spot, so sit still while if it takes old grows. He's being called by the customer saying, come replace these places that didn't grow. So I wouldn't have that job. I thought teaching middle school was hard, but compared to what he does, it wasn't a bad job, W4FCM.
About 10 years ago, we had a truckload showed up here. We had bought the Bermuda sod, and Vicky and I were out here laying that stuff. And, you know, it's easy to do, but it will wear you out.
Friend, that's for sure.
Yeah, 45, I tell him right now, he doesn't think about his back. But 10 years from now, son, you'll be thinking, man, why'd I lift that heavy stuff? He's young, he can do it now, W4FCM.
We're in pretty good roles, and Vicky and I were manhandling that stuff, and she hung right in there. You know, I wasn't going to give up, not with her helping, you know what I mean?
A lot of things I would do by myself, because my wife's over doing a thing, and if she can, I can, so... afterwards, I thought, man, why'd I try to keep up with her? Women are wired a little differently. So, hey, guys, I'll let you talk, and John will be up here very soon. I'll get my name on here at W4FCM.
Good to hear you. Hadn't talked to you in a while. Yeah, you can't let them out, do you? I know we were doing that sod, and I'll be about dragging, you know, not letting her know it, and she'll say, I can't do any more. And I say, you can't? You don't want to do a couple more? No, that's enough. I said, okay, well. I think you want to do a few more, but we'll go ahead in if you want to.
Hey, we're all too much alike, aren't we? That sounds so familiar to me. That's what women have with the babies, man. Men don't, yeah. Hey, guys, yeah, let me get these blinds open here. Sun's up. It's light. W4FCM sign.
And here jabbering, so you holler at Jonathan anytime you want to. If Jonathan, you're out there listening, go ahead and do it. N4AZE.
Trying to work today with that zero turn so heavy. Bogged down in people's yards, you can't do a whole lot on these kind of mornings, but he'll be up there a little bit. Thank you, guys. That'd be for FCM listening. Yeah, call him when he gets on.
From your destination?
About 2 miles. Getting close. The sun's breaking through. It's starting to break daylight.
It's night or day in the shop. I don't have windows or anything. I built it that way, you know.
Hey, Clyde.
Jim, KO4HK here. Morning, Jim. You still there?
N4AZE.
We'll see. Maybe he'll come back in here in a minute.
Ken or Andrew or... any of the guys, they don't get on and separate work, going to work, right?
On every now and then. Andrew, you ain't gonna catch him up this time of day if he don't have to be. But Ken's probably sitting in his kitchen and drinking a cup of coffee and watching the news.
And Leon, they won't be in unless they're going to work.
Be listening. You just never know. Normally, when they're going to work, though, everybody just turns the radio on, and we enjoy each other's conversation while we're making our way down.
Radio's at home, then.
Yeah. I've talked to all of them at home. Ken will probably be the least likely, because he just has an HD for 2 meter inside the house.
Goofing it kind of like I am, then. Only thing, I've got this radio, but it's in the shop, and... It's because the antenna's, you know, it's mag-mounted on the roof, you know.
I set my crossband repeat up at the house so I can use my HT around the house. I have a mobile radio that's sitting in there on the desk, and it's capable of crossband repeat. Like 610, well, it'll bring it in, and then it'll put it out on a 440 station. So I just tuned my HT over to the 4040, and... I come talk back to my radio, and then it relays it to the repeater.
For instance, I could put a different radio down here, and I could sit up in the house with HT and talk to this one, and it could talk to the repeater.
Yeah. I don't know if the radio you're mobile unit's capable of that, but if it's capable of crossband repeat, then yes.
Okay, you did that. I don't. Dale gave me this radio, but I don't know. It's a DICOM 2300H is all I know. I don't know if it does any of that or not, but that would be cool. Then I could take that. Of course, I still have to charge it.
Take care of your HD, but you just move the charger up into the house somewhere and dock your HD when you're not using it.
Yeah, you know, we keep the phone chargers. They say, you know, Vicky and I use that for the phone and the tablet, you know, the same charger stuff. But this, it's a shame the little HD doesn't plug into a phone charger. That'd be nice.
Ones do use USB-C charger now. They're finally starting to put that into a phone or into a radio.
So right there, at least have a jack where you could do either or, right?
They're finally starting to wise up to that. At least the Chinese radios. Unfortunately, they're the first ones to market with that. I don't know why the other big brands won't do it.
Even my little GB or Norco, whatever you want to call them, they charge up the same with a USB.
So, well, dude, I am going to jump off here. I'm getting into some pretty technical part of things here on paying attention, so I'm going to jump out. Good to talk to you this morning. You and Miss Vicky have a good day, and this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Hey, buddy, I'm going to get up and get moving around here, look outside, see what daylight looks like, and get to stirring. I'll catch you later. Have a good day, and maybe we'll hear you later on the day. Who knows? And catch you later. Fred, you go ahead and take it. It's yours. N4AZ.
It's just listening here. You probably know I get up and read. I have four books here, and I read a chapter in one, put a bookmark in, pick up the other one, and read it. When I did my doctorate at USC, I'd spend so many hours reading, I guess I got addicted to reading. So 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm up reading some book somewhere. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. W4FCM. Calling KD4FDI. Yep, yes, son? W4FCM. Listening and waiting.